Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Tonight we're on SurviveToThrive.net. Thank you, Steve Quayle. And listen, we discussed yesterday evening about Armageddon. We're on a series, Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, Armageddon. And the, satanic weaponization. Is there such a thing as the satanization of weapons or weaponizing satanic powers? We talked a little bit about it yesterday because if you understand Revelation 19:19, we've told you before that it involves the final attempt. Listen, this is going to be shocking because this is the end game. It's all about killing God in one way or another, to kill God. Now think about that for a moment. Listen, we might slough it off and think there's no possibility. But the attempt in the heavenlies, Ezekiel 28, Isaiah 14. And then when you study Revelation 12, you're going to find out that the ancient dragon was there, ready to devour, to destroy, to kill God in human flesh. Both times, obviously, he has failed. Everything about globalism, everything about the spirit behind globalism, everything about the politics and the development, the evolution of the military side of it, leads us to that day, Armageddon. Armageddon is not the world fighting each other. It is the globalized, spiritually charged world, the kings, the nations, the peoples, gathering together. Psalm 2, they gather together. Revelation 16, the spirits that are sent are gathering them together. Revelation 19:19 is the final fulfillment of Psalm 2 and Revelation 16. They gather together. Now listen, they're there to make war on the descent of the living Christ. You can feel the spirit of Antichrist in the air. You can feel the attitude that is out there. And it's only going to get thick. And it's only going to get mean. And it's only going to get worse. So listen, if you're just now tuning in, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Want to say thank you to all the different listeners from all over the world and for the ones riding in from England. And listen, we don't have live chat and we don't have live call-in right now, but we do have where you can send an email, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net, and we'll try to sometimes bring out what you're asking live. And sometimes folks have sent in some questions that we can put up. And someone suggested the other day that we have an entire week where you can send in questions, and it's just going to be a question and answer time. And so I'm going to set that up for you maybe next week. And that's all we're going to do is seek to answer the questions that you have. Listen, you're prayed for and you're loved, and the voice you hear behind this mic is just simply someone unashamed to confess that God, the Spirit of God, that compelling love of God is here. And I make no bones about the fact that whoever you are that are listening, that I want you to know that God loves you, God knows you, and God wants you. And that there is none. I mean, you can check it out all you want, but when you take a look at the Christ, the eternal Christ, historic Christ, Christ of Scripture, the living Christ, the coming of Christ, when you look at this, it is unequaled, and it's all about God personally loving us. So let me tell you something. In a day in which we have the ramping up of supernatural powers in an unprecedented level, there are some spiritual things people are gauging in. They are lethal, and they will lead you from God. If it's coming from those finite fallen spirits, they can't and they won't lead you to God. So my prayer tonight is that you listen to the Spirit of God in the midst of the messages that we do here. I'm going to tell you about a book. You know what it's called? This is part two of this week's topic, Armageddon and the satanic weaponization. And I'm going to talk to you about a book tonight. It's called, the title of it is, An Introduction to Planetary Defense. believe it or not, an introduction to planetary defense. And the four writers from the DOD, from NASA, with engineering backgrounds, weapons developers. Folks, we're talking about weapon developers and military strategists. Travis Taylor, Bob Bohm, R.C. Anding, T. Conley Powell. The four authors of that book, An Introduction to Planetary Defense, is absolutely, well, I believe it's like an evidence of where the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work and those who are disobedient, you know, what he's doing in the world right now. That there's literally construction, development, engineering for weapons that can be aimed into the skies to blast out of the skies, out of space, anything that would be coming, perceived to be an enemy from outer space. What happens when the sky, you know, when the skies crack open and the Son of God descends? Revelation 19. Now we're going to look at that tonight, because what's going to happen in Revelation 19:19, Armageddon? Let me tell you something. It's being worked on right now. It involves super weapons and super soldiers. That's the discussion tonight. But let me give you a few of the things and a few heads up about what's going on. Last night I talked about, because of a friend out of the western states there in the United States, sent me a note from the Copenhagen goal, the big conference, the United Nations Climate Change Conference coming in Copenhagen. Now listen, I was sharing this last night, but I want you to know something. I can't even believe this. I heard on our local news station here, individual talk show host, while I was driving on the expressway coming home just an hour ago, they brought it up. They brought up the conference. They brought up what Jerome R. Corsi wrote about in the article at WorldNet Daily. They brought up what the YouTube video is showing on this. And I'm going to just say this real quick for you to think about. I said it last night. I'll probably mention it each night, because I think it's vital as we understand that the spirit behind the development of globalism is going to seek to get all the money that it possibly can, storing it up. For what? For the coming regime. Homo Satanas. That's right. So take a look at the article from yesterday, WorldNet Daily, if you're hearing this for the first time. Maybe you're hearing it on other news stations too, and other talk show hosts are talking about it. But it's the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen on December the 7th. Oh man, I would love to go. I'd love to go interact and listen. If there's any believers going, if there's any believers there in the United Nations, any believers there in the mix of the politicians, you better ramp up your prayers and get your discernment, you know, spread out wide, because I'm telling you, from the biblical revelation and the prophetic clock that we are on now, there's no question in my mind that the Spirit, the ruler of the prince of the power of the air, that presence will be there, driving, pushing. And I say that if you look under all that is going on, you're going to find probably all kinds of spiritual-type meetings going on that lend itself to globalism and opening the doors for spiritual presence and power to guide the world to globalism. I'm not kidding. I'm going to quote right now what it says at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen this December. Now listen, your president... Here's the quote. Your president will sign it. Most of the third world countries will sign it because they think they're going to get money out of it. Most of the left-wing regimes from the European Union will rubber stamp it. It's all about the taking of money. Listen, that's been going on now for a couple of years. We're asking the question, where has all the billions and billions and billions of dollars gone? Even if you think in terms of the World Bank and all that, I'm telling you, when it comes to the supernatural super leader coming, who's probably alive in Europe right now, most likely if the Antichrist is alive and in his 30s, wouldn't you think that he would be at this meeting in some lesser political way since he hasn't had his apocalypse yet? Isn't that what the book of Daniel? Isn't it incredible that 2,600 years ago, God would give such specific details about the rise of the little horn? And with all the timetable we see now, I am saying, in my personal opinion, the Antichrist had to have been born, had to have been raised, and is out there, possibly in the mix of politics, unknown right now, cloaked in thick supernatural darkness, the secret power of lawlessness. Because we have not had the chaos and the burst of satanic powers that would break open the opening. So before the chaos, you've got to understand not only the Antichrist, but the one that's called the false prophet. They're going to have to be alive. They're going to have to be prepared. They're going to have to be ready. And I'm telling you, they're not sitting back like some numbskull that doesn't know who they are. They know who they are. Those around them, the real Luciferians, the real Illuminati, the real ones that engage what they think is this bright, shining serpent, they're there. Just like in Ezekiel's day, thousands of years ago, check it out, Ezekiel 8. Hidden, deep serpent worship in the city of God. That's why I concern myself with the Vatican, St. Paul's, what Father Malachi Martin talked about, and the possibility of wherever it was, the spiritual, ritualistic, and probably ritualistically, as far as date and time, conception of the Antichrist. He's born that. You got to understand that. It's not just some guy, some dude out there that all of a sudden, sometime, Satan comes. This is not Judas, who doesn't even know what's going on, other than Satan entered him to betray Christ and get Christ killed. You see, when Jesus Christ said that Satan is the father of lies, he also revealed the nature as he's a murderer. When he entered Judas 2,000 years ago, he entered him for one reason: to go betray the Son of God and have him crucified and killed. But the finite fallen cherub couldn't figure in the infinite plan of a sinless second Adam, of the cross, of the resurrection, and all that was going to occur. And I would ask the New Agers and the psychics and the, paranormal researchers and, conspiracy buffs, listen in. Politicians and military men and women, listen in. God 3,000 years ago has given a powerful word of warning and invitation to you directly for the time of the coming rise of globalism and the apocalypse of the Antichrist. Probably just around the corner. It probably is. So last night we talked about this meeting coming up at the United Nations, and I think we need to make a lot about it, because if they're going to do this, and if Barack Obama is going to also sign this, then we're talking again, just like with abortion, tax dollars taken from the United States, citizenry, that's going to pay for the murder of babies worldwide. Now money's going to be taken and be given. But really the question is, like in the economic so-called collapses, where is all the money really going? And I'm going to just tell you one thing, and you keep looking for these, look for, like, again, the trace evidence. Look for the, listen, it's all going and funneling down into one location. It's going to take a lot of money to come to power and grab global control. And it's being built up right now. Just as super soldiers are being built up and super weapons are being built up, and the push for globalism, or the globalist agenda is rising. We are only touching the tip of the iceberg. If you see the tip of the iceberg, please understand the deep, broad, wide body. The rest of the iceberg is just under the surface of the deep. And that's where the danger lies. It's there. So if you see the tip, it's connected. And on a human basis, nobody's going to be able to break in and detect things. We've got to count on prophetic revelation from the Spirit of God in Scripture. We've got to count on the fact that believers in Christ have authority to pray against dark powers and penetrate the work of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in the world. A supernatural hole into the substructure of radical evil. Why do you think Satan wants to conquer your prayer life, conquer the church's prayer life, to steal the authority or at least keep us blinded from knowing what could be done? I still think great things, incredible things, and the most important thing, the salvation of one individual life. All of heaven would rejoice when one individual, you listening right now, whether live or by the archives later on, you've got to know this divine appointment, this divine moment, this supernatural minute. God may be speaking to you, and I'm just telling you flatly that God loves you. Christ gave his life for you. And God summons you to come home. Come to Christ. How could anyone turn away from the one that, you know, fed the hungry, raised the dead, gave back a little children to parents that was dead that he raised to life? How could anybody, when all creation yielded and obeyed his voice, the elect angels of God acknowledged him as Emmanuel, God in human flesh? In him, the word of God says, is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Well, we're going to break out some of that wisdom and knowledge this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday down in Mansfield, Ohio. So let me take 5 minutes to tell you about the conference real quick. Mansfield, Ohio, here in the United States. We've done one conference down there with Lynn Marzulli and Gary Ka and the folks down there that are great prayer warriors, because the entire region down there is very, very thick, dark. I mean, seriously. And so we're going to have somebody who has done deep and broad research in the area of revival. They know about that area very well. And we're going to have Ben Muzzy speak about revival and the power of revival and the effects. Tom Dunn's going to be speaking and sharing personal testimony in the context of spiritual warfare. And then they are going to allow me to we're going to be allowed to speak, I think, about 6 to 7 hours total on principles of spiritual warfare. We're going to do the 5 A's, and that deals with, it deals with awareness, authority, armor, alert, action, all of which are vital issues. Every believer should know these in discipleship. We're going to emphasize them. We're going to have a time to appropriate issues. We're going to be praying through issues. We're going to look at what strongholds in personal lives are, how individuals open doors to the demonic, the ramping up, the historic, unprecedented ramping up of demonic manifestation, which will lend itself to the broadest and the pinnacle, Babylon coming. Listen, we are into the precursors of the most supernatural time in human history. With the coming of this massive revolt, rebellion, chaos, whatever you want to call it. They call it a black awakening. A satanic inverted Pentecost. Like a dam that bursts. There'll be a unleashing of satanic presence, power, chaos, anarchy, collapsing the nations, collapsing it all. so that a new regime that's been prepared and is charged with hell itself can rise. Copenhagen, the meeting there, is going to be about that. Inch by inch, we've seen the frog in the kettle approach. Soon, the big burst, the idea of the red horse, the fiery red horse, and the bursting, and the butchery of a internal-like civil war collapsing of society. Well, that's coming. We're going to talk about prophetic revelation and the sequence of satanic evolution happening in the world right now. We're going to talk about how to demolish strongholds in our lives and families and going after it in our cities and about what the centrality of God's mission is. We're going to have a big broad time Friday night and Saturday with questions and answers. We're going to talk about occult and satanic ritual warfare that's being done against and has been more than ever in the last 30 years, done against pastors and churches. More of it's coming. I've said before, there is no advance to the kingdom of God without the power of God. Biblically revealed, there is no advance to the rise of satanic globalism, the Antichrist, the false prophet, without the powers that are summoned, raised, and sent. We're going to talk about discernment, deliverance procedures, the power of evangelism. That's going to be Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and they're going to let me preach on Sunday morning in the same building. So if you want to stay over the next day, you can. That is October 23rd, 24th, 25th, Mansfield, Ohio. There is a link on the shatterthedarkness.net site. Just click on where it says conference coming, demolishing strongholds. So check that out. We hope to see you there. I was just given a report from Tom Dunn down there in Mansfield that he has, he sent me a new schedule, a new breakdown, which is great. But he says we have people now from 7 states coming to the conference. We're praying for you to come on in, and it's going to be a great time together. We're looking forward to it. If you'd like to write during the show, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Again, saying hello to all those in Canada, United States, and England, and Australia, and other parts of the world. And we're simply here again to tell you of some of the urgent issues that are happening in our world around us. Also on the Shatter site, shatterthedarkness.net, is the 31 Days Ablaze. There's already 20 little miniature sermons, little shots in the arm, per se, to talk about change and development and growth in Christ. There is also, there's a series on discernment. There's a series on the spirit behind globalism. There's a series on the Antichrist, and that's entitled The Rise of Homo Satanas. So you can take a look at all that, plenty of stuff. If you go to the website, take your time. There is a lot of stuff packed on there, and it links to, you know, a half dozen other of our sites that gives you hundreds of MP3s to download. So take your time, and blessings to you. If you're waiting for the book, all I can tell you is within days, I should have unedited copies at the very least Friday night to show folks at the conference, and very possibly we can have some cases of books in right there Friday night for those coming to the conference. And if that's true, that means that those who have ordered your books on the day those boxes come in will be shipped. We're ready to do it. And we've also said, since you've had to wait so long, we've given you up to 3, now we've added a 4th, in the book you'll have this too, links. We're giving you 4 of the courses that correspond to the book. Freedom Encounters, all about deliverance and inner healing and dealing with these chosen ones. Satanism 101, Spiritual Warfare 101, Basics of Spiritual Warfare, and even the Black Awakening on MP3s. All of those MP3s together come up to probably over 100 separate one-hour MP3s with study notes, resources. And it's over $280 worth of stuff. We're giving that away free to everyone who orders the book, The Black Awakening. Again, check it out, shatterthedarkness.net. Thank you for, again, being here. We're going to go on to the subject tonight. We've been talking about the satanic weaponization. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to trust that by God's providence, even, well, what would be considered hidden places, there would be military leadership, weapons developers, and others that would listen. Or somebody has sent this to you. Well, we're praying that the Spirit of God just, again, bring it and guide and take the message out there where it's needed. Because a grave and powerful warning and invitation spoken 3,000. Listen, there's a lot of people that might be listening that you know about Nostradamus, you know about Edgar Cayce, you know about remote viewers and the vast field they are going into to remote view the past, the future, and all kinds of things. And there's grave danger in what's happening right now. If you're interested in accurate and detailed, revelation of how it occurred in the past, which gives you insight about how it's going to occur in the future. What God has said, the Spirit of God, infinite, uncreated, omniscient, omnipresent, Spirit of God, has given snapshots of the actual events of the future. All the contingencies, everything's included. No matter what you do, what you say, everything's included. And God gives what the actual event will be like. So when we talk about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the great revolt or the rebellion, and then the apocalypse is the Greek word of the, well, he's called the Anthropos Anamos. This is the man of lawlessness. This is the little horn. This is the beast. This is the Antichrist. We know that he's coming. In 1 John chapter 2, God has said, this is how you know. Dear friends, it is the last hour. For believers in Christ, it's not about fear, it's about the incredible power and grace and might of God and all of the mission that could be done. The darker it seems to get for me, and when I look at everything, and you got to understand, I've seen the cult crime slides and pictures and engaged some of the most incredible things. But I don't think I've even seen very much of what's coming. Am I afraid? Let me tell you something. I believe no matter what comes from the satanic side, God's already prepared the responses. There is no diminishing in the power, authority, grace, and might of God Himself in your life. It is even He, according to 2 Thessalonians 2, who literally restrains this massive bursting out of chaos. God's still in control. It's coming. Why? Because people have opened their hearts. Let's take a few moments. We're going to be right back. Let's take a listen to Steve right now. So once again, thank you, Steve Quell. And listen, it's always good, my friends, to be prepared, be ready, and have that mindset. I was, matter of fact, in our writings and stuff, we talk about, we had a day not too long ago where everything in the entire area went out for a few days. Now, we don't have a generator here and other things here, so there's a lot of food lost, and nobody could flush a toilet, nobody can get water, nobody can do a lot of things. And my wife and daughter had to go off to other family members for showers and things like that. So listen, think through the preparations. You know, there's books out there called How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It. I think it's a good thing. Or Tom Horn and the rest of 20 other experts talk about in a book, new book, How to Overcome the Most Frightening Issues You'll Face This Century. So listen, we're talking about things that are urgent. Now, listen, we all have things. I had to be, you know where I had to be today? I had to be at a car dealer in which my daughter, who had signed up to get a vehicle, she'd been working through things, and we've really taught her on how to do all this kind of stuff, and we told her how to pray and how to negotiate and everything else. Well, listen, I'm in car traffic. We're doing all the things we need to do, too. We got to live our lives. I don't live in fear. I don't live like I'm running, worried for the sky to fall. Not at all. I just look at the urgent message for those who don't know Christ. The urgent message for the body of Christ to be woken up and to be, you know, to literally live its power and live its mission and do what it, you know, only the body of Christ can contest. An old great writer wrote a book called Destined for the Throne. He said that without the body of Christ, the real body of Christ, there would be nothing to contest the satanic agenda. So there's a reason why we're given authority, and the armor of God is needed, and awareness. So, well, I'm sure there's going to be probably CDs or whatever else from the conference available later on. If not, I'll work out something with them to make sure that we can get some of those teachings out, if not do them direct. But tonight, in dealing with Armageddon, satanic weaponization for 4 nights, we are dealing with tonight planetary and supernatural weapons. Now, for some of you, you can go back, you know, back to the 70s and Colonel Shannon and the 1st Earth Battalion. You can check all this up on the web and everything. There's the new movie coming out right now, The Men Who Stare at Goats. And from what I've seen of the trailers of the movie, they're making light of it. It's going to kind of look goofy and look 60s and so forth, and not sure how serious they're taking it. But you've got to understand that there has been a serious secret side of developing, well, super soldiers, psi warriors, individuals that can have abilities and powers to know in the area where the enemy's at, to be able to see things and even forecast or remote view the enemy and get strategies. Now, it involves more than just human capacity. It is human capacity, but aided by outside enhancement. Now, even if you check out SciTech, the big website concerning remote viewing, and thousands are engaged. They're right when they say that it's kind of an incredible development that many people want to learn the skills, because they're being told the same thing I was told back in the end of the 60s and the beginning of 70s when I was in a temple. From a Buddhist master learning not only martial arts and everything else, but learning the power of chi and how to get into the spirit world and how to leave my body and how to receive ascended masters and get the wisdom of the universe. Remote viewers don't understand that when they talk about the unconscious collective, it's the Akashic records or the hall of records or whatever they want to call it, the field, this place of global mind, living consciousness. And that they're allowing passively, per se, to let information or data drop down from the hall of records, the Akashic records. It's kind of like linking them to these places or showing them, in some sense, these places. Now, remote viewing is a little bit different than astral projection as far as definitions. But I want you to understand where I came from and my experience on that side of the fence. You and I as a human being have spiritual capacity. Check out Ephesians chapter 1 when it talks about to the believer that we might be given a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we might know Christ better, that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened. The Greek word meaning brightened, supernaturally brightened by the Spirit of God. What is the eyes of the heart? The concept of the eyes of the heart, the perception, discerning, the ability to perceive spiritually, can be woken up by the Spirit of God, which will always show you the things of God. Or by the spirits and the raging evolution of their work. When it's finite, dark spirits operating, or, well, you know, demonic presence masquerading as an angel of light. When they're operating, they can also awaken that human capacity we were created with. Now, we were created with it to know God. Everything about us was created to know God. But the other side can. That's why occultists call this, or their opening to the spirit world, the third eye. You've heard about the third eye. It's about the capacity we have, but being opened not by God, enhanced not by God, but enhanced or opened by demonic presence masquerading, well, as something else, whatever's compatible, whatever's palatable, whatever works. You got to understand their ability to masquerade, to morph, to change, to do what they do. Now, that's going on all over the place. And I'm going to say again, we haven't seen anything yet. But what we see on the surface, again, is this slight tip of the iceberg. Taking biblical revelation, prophetic revelation, we're able to go under the surface of the deep to see what God is showing us. The agenda. And I'm going to say that most believers can understand the origin, nature of Satan, maybe even the methodology. But I'm saying, in my experience, most believers don't understand the agenda. There is a sequential agenda that has an ultimate goal. As I mentioned last night, the ultimate goal is Revelation 19:19. Keep your finger on that, because it involves the most supernaturally empowered being in human history outside of Christ, guiding the world, the whole world, the nations, globalized, crystallized, energized by dark presence, and guiding them to Ha-mageddon or Armageddon. It all is about Israel. It's all about that area of the globe. It's all about the place where the Son of God will visibly come in power and in glory and literally touch down. It's all about the dark side getting there first, Antichrist declaring himself to be God in the temple. It's all about trying to outdo and do before God does what he says he's going to do. Satan knows biblical prophecy is accurate. Read Revelation 12. The dragon, the satanic presence, was there waiting for Jesus to be born. How did he know? How did he know to be there looking and waiting? Biblical prophecy. Listen, Satan quoted scripture to Jesus. He knows the scripture backward and forward. Now, he can never quote it correctly. Anybody that has dark spirits or demon-possessed, or they're guided by demon spirits, New Agers included. That's why when they write the books, Course in Miracles, and Alice Bailey's and many others, Paul Van Ward's book, God's Genes and Conscience, when we get books like this, they cannot quote scripture correctly. It's by the Spirit of God scripture is quoted, revealed, unveiled. When those with demonic presence, demonic guiding, demonic, you know, enhancement, try to use the scriptures while they can. It's always going to be twisted and muffled and distorted by them. But he does know the scripture. He does know that God, when God says he's going to do something, Babylon would rise, the Medo-Persians would rise, the Greeks and Alexander the Great would come, and then Rome. That's all in Daniel. The accuracy and the detail comes from that which is omniscient and omnipresent. When we talk about the infinity of God, there, listen, don't you understand? There is no limitation. God can look at a building and see all four sides at once. He can look at 6.4 billion people and know the details of what's on their minds all at the same moment. You and I can barely comprehend that. We can barely, you know what? I can't keep a conversation going on with six people at once. If they're all asking questions and all talking to me, it's crazy. We can't do it. We don't have capacity. You know why? We are finite creatures. We were fearfully and wonderfully made in majesty to bear the image of God, the Imago Dei. But, of course, the tragic fall of sin, you and I have been affected. Whether you want to confess it or not, you know that you have. You can call it dysfunction. You can call it decay. You can call it madness if you want to. But it's there. Inside of you, that other side that says that life should go on, that life should be filled with love, that life should be good, that we should have significance. Well, that's all about the Imago Dei, the sense that we should feel, but because of sin and the sin code in the genetics of man, in the spiritual genetics of mankind, things have been changed, and there is a real evil presence. Well, that's part of the origin, nature, and work of the enemy. But listen, the agenda is so broad, so big, so vast, so wide. Millions and millions listen to talk shows, coast to coast and worldwide, looking for the signs of the end. You can feel it in the air. You can sense it. Military strategists, theoretical physicists, all around the world, politicians, everybody. The clamoring of Mayan prophecies 2012. The belief in the arrival of extraterrestrial presence. It all plays a part in the sequence of satanic evolution. And part of that sequence is build the weapons that are going to be needed for Revelation 19:19. Take a look at Revelation 19:19. Put your finger on it. The folks at NASA, NSA, CIA, DOD, DIA, all the rest around the block and around the world can put their finger on Revelation 19:19, and you can understand that is where the spike is. That is what the spirit behind the globalism, the spirit behind pushing the world together, the spirit behind, the anti-Christ consensus that's developing. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to be happening. We're at the tail end of that last hour. And wherever you see planetary defense weapons, PDWs, wherever you see PDWs being developed, Los Alamos, wherever in the world, planetary defense weapons, chemical lasers, weapons that are being thought through and designed and conceived and constructed to be able to be pointed into space for the purpose of blasting out of space what would be conceived as an intruder. Revelation 19:19, Armageddon, is about the Antichrist, the most supernaturally induced, technologically advanced super military, super soldier gathering by supernatural, unprecedented supernatural power. Matter of fact, there is no Armageddon in Revelation 19:19 without the planetary spiritual wave unleashed that's written about for the future. It hasn't occurred yet. It's written about in Revelation 16. So when you look at Revelation 16 and you see the spirits that are sent out by the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, targeting the kings. Listen, the politicians, the wealthy, the military, the kings, the leaders, the rulers. Targeting them. To gather them. Read Revelation 16. A planetary, New Agers know, they all get a perception, they're feeling that you can look it up, look, they're talking about and wanting and trying to help, and no doubt harmonic convergences and other things are going to be done to bring in this evolution of human consciousness and a global planetary spiritual wave that will usher us into the day of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius, or whatever they want to call it. What they don't know is that it's not what they think. Revelation 16 tells us this is the darkest, most seducing, miraculous satanic power on a global scale. It's by that power, kings of the earth and the militaries, on a global scale. United Nations, are you listening? We'll be drawn together on the day of Armageddon. The pinnacle of satanic power manifested in fallen human history will be there that day. The super soldiers that have been built with splitting the personality, programming them, energizing them with demonic presence, preparing them for the rise of Antichrist and being the troops of the Antichrist. The ones that we've engaged for 25 years that are all around us. They are the precursors, and they may be here for that war. They talk about it. Could you imagine what the soldiers will be like on that day, Revelation 19:19? They've already taken the mark. They've already worshipped the image. They've already acquired demonic enhancement, power, and every possible demonic spirit given technology. Weapons makers, military weapons makers. Did you know that sometimes they get their ideas in a flash? They get their ideas in a dream, contemplating spiritual things in a New Age or a Luciferian sense, even remote viewing. Spirit-given ideas for the development of planetary defense weapons. I would speak and trust that by God's providence, weapons makers may even listen to this. If you could take a look at your own spiritual life and see, has there been a time when ideas voiced to skull from a supernatural extra dimensional entity. Kind of like Dan Sherman in his book that he wrote, Above or Preserve Project Preserve Destiny, where he describes working for the NSA as an intuitive, connected to a machine where he's receiving messages from an extra dimensional source. And taking in the data and the information so that it can be weaponized and used. Once again, that's the tip of the iceberg. What we haven't been told, that even as far back as the 70s, soldiers are being trained to sit and meditate, to grab enhancements of clairvoyance and telekinesis and powers and remote viewing, and to gather in a superior elitist and maybe breakthroughs in knowledge. Many believe that when we talk about the alien agenda and they're giving technology to humankind, you ever wonder why we haven't nailed it down who these aliens, quote, are? I mean, they kidnap people, they rape people, they steal people, they bring harm, they don't let people know, they cause fear. It's the same thing that's done at a satanic ritual. The evidence of their nature, extraterrestrial? No. Extradimensional? Yes. The evidence of their nature is clear in their actions. Whatever lights in the sky, whatever their claims to be, the incredible supernatural delusion. I believe, listen now, this is my opinion, I believe will lend itself into the scaring of nations and military weapons developers saying, you know what? There must be extra, well, some type of alien presence, and we better build powerful, global PDWs, planetary defense weapons. And we better get ready in case we're invaded from the outside so that we can aim on a global level weapons into the sky and blast out of the sky whatever it is that seems to intrude. Could it be that all of the alien UFO agenda will lend itself to the development of planetary defense weapons because the fear of what these things are and what they're doing will drive us to build weapons only to place into the hands of the Antichrist, Revelation 19:19, where he emerges on the field with a super global supernatural, the most advanced military system and soldiers in human history. They will, as it says there, make war. You know who they're making war on? They're making war on the descent of Jesu Christu, the apocalypse of Jesus Christ. Planetary defense weapons. Every ounce of planetary defense weapons are nothing more than building, engineering and building the very tools that the Antichrist and his regime and the super soldiers and the super military will use on that day. In Scripture, it's called the day, listen, the great day of God Almighty. It's called Armageddon. Armageddon's coming. Military people have discussed it. They thought for years, a lot of it thought the end of the world, the battle of nations, nuclear. None of that is true. Armageddon is about a globalized, super military, super soldier, and super planetary defense weapons being gathered, aimed into the sky. How does the Antichrist know to be there? In the visible return of Jesus Christ, you ever wonder? You ever wonder whether remote viewing is going to be used to calculate, whether it's going to be, you know, again, in the twilight language of the ancient rituals? That perceptions in the darkest of regions, looking for the signs of the appearing. You know why? Because the appearing of the Son of God, the appearing of the Son of God involves the radical, I mean, it involves the end of evil as we know it. Hallelujah. You can read about that in Revelation 19. There are five hallelujahs about the appearance, the visible. Oprah Winfrey should read this. Eckhart Tolle should read this. Because they've got it all wrong. They are as deceived and blinded as Judas. They will be used like many others. And if you give yourself to the spirits of the dark or the new age, well, they will use you in the betrayal of the second coming of Christ. Where are you at spiritually? Where are you at with your life? 2,600 years ago, the Spirit of God in the book of Daniel, that is now actually 600 years later recorded in the book of Revelation. And here's what it says. Look, behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. Why are they going to mourn? They're talking about the people of the earth at that time in history, that future point in history, that omega point in history. They've acquired the mark. They've worshipped the image. They've connected. They are there standing against the Lord and against the Lord's Christ. And the visible appearing in their view will be an invasion. It is Satan's attempt for the third time to kill God. Super soldiers, military leaders, political leaders, don't forget to read Revelation 19:20. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar. We are at the end of the hour, and I want to say blessings to all of you who've listened. If you don't know the living Christ, I urge you to come to Jesus. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come to Christ. Let him put his spirit and power in you. Let him give you the gift of eternal life, indestructible immortality. He's coming again. What's happening now is preparing the greatest lie and deceit in human history. Don't lose your soul over it. Don't lose another day. Come to the truth in Christ. My dear friends, blessings to you. We'll see you on Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God's blessing to you.